The following was recorded on Saturday, March the 7th, 2015, for the Prayer Warrior Network. This is Brad Wilson sharing about Vacation Bible School outreach and Christmas Parade outreaches in the areas of Bolton, Orangeville, Caledon, and Erin.
George has been with me on a bunch of distributions. Josiah, he's giving out Bibles. We were at the Bread and Honey Festival. It was a parade, and Josiah, I'm giving Josiah Bibles, and he's giving them out, right? And so I'm feeding them, and he came up to this is Mississauga, right? He came up to this one lady, and he's sticking a Bible in her gnarled old hands. And I said, would you like a Bible? And I looked up, it was Hazel McCallion.
She said,
no, I've got one at home.
She has a Christian issue.
Anyway, I've got to talk about a few different things. One is, the first one I want to talk about is VBS. Today's Modern VBS, Vacation Bible School. It's not just for church kids anymore. You guys probably already know this. It's, you know, like the way families are now, both parents working, the kids go to camps all summer. So one of the camps that they go to is Vacation Bible School. Parents think, oh, this is a good, wholesome place for them to spend the week. And so most of them are not... Camp Medeva, that's different. That is a camp, though. But most of the kids, like, they're unchurched and they've got no idea. And so this is something that people, there's VBSs in every small town, every community, and you guys can do it in your town. We got asked regularly to go and give out Bibles, like at the end of the VBS, because I'm a Gideon. And 2 years ago, they said we could come and, you know, ask us to come and give out Bibles at the end. And I tried to present the gospel in like a little 30-second thing. And this one year they said, like, I totally wasn't able to say anything. You know, Brad Wilson's here with the Gideons. He's going to provide a Bible to every child. And Denise was trying to write the names in and everything. And so I got to say nothing. So I thought, that's terrible. I want to say something, right? So this year, this past summer, I was on the committee for the VBS, right? And I said, okay, well, we want to be one of your stations. The kids would go on the stations and present the gospel, right? And so it was beautiful because they gave us 20 minutes and we had like 12 kids sitting down. Most of them had no idea, right? Totally oblivious to the gospel, I think. And so we had 20 minutes to present the gospel. And what we did was we used these bracelets. So you guys have maybe seen these before, gospel bracelet. And we gave a hardcore 20-minute gospel presentation. You know, this, what is the black? What might that represent? You know, sin. You know, what is sin? You know, kids, like, they had no idea. Like, we asked, what is sin? You know, so we tell them anything you say, think, or do that doesn't please God, right? And red, the shed blood of Christ. And so, you know, they get a bead, right, from the dollar store, and so they would all make a bracelet, right? And then, you know, white is, you know, once we have the shed blood of Christ, we believe in Jesus. He died for me, pay the price. It makes us, you know, as white as snow. It's the white one. Blue, we have a heavenly perspective. Green, a new life in Christ. And yellow, gold, the heaven, the streets are paved with gold, right? So, and then you could ask some questions. So what did the white bead mean? What did the red bead mean, you know? And we had, and then, you know, I don't know if we prayed at the end of every one, but, or no, we did pray. Yeah, you know, pray if anyone wanted to become a Christian. And one little boy said, I prayed that prayer. I just prayed that prayer. Remember? Yeah. So we had 60 kids, like, talk about a captive audience, and could just give them the gospel. And these are kids from the community, right? Like, maybe one out of 12, and each one was a Christian, right? But so that was great. So we did that in Hillsburg and in Erin. And so, anyway, I'd encourage you to contact your local VBS, right? Whatever town you're in. I'm sure there's a bunch in Fergus. You guys are maybe already doing it, but and to go, like, you know, not just from giving out a Bible, which, because I was kind of, you know, rejected in a sense where I couldn't say anything, to where we purposely tried to go and present the gospel, right? So hopefully each kid got an understanding, you know, what it's all about, right? Because VBSs, they can also be kind of, you know, how to be a good little boy, and they kind of dance around the gospel. But we made sure they heard the gospel. And then they all got a Bible. So if you aren't a Gideon, you can call the Gideons and they'll send a Gideon to do this for you or whatever.
Or you can become a Gideon.
You can become a Gideon, biggest missionary organization in the world. And so we had all the different color code, right? And with all the verses, right? And we showed them through the scripture, this is what God said, and presented the gospel. So each kid, this was glued on. This one's not glued on, but so each kid went home with a bracelet and a Bible and how to start a new life in Christ. Grade 5, we're maybe not allowed. We don't ask too many questions, but we still get into the grade 5s in, like, Wellington County.
They have to sign. Kids have to sign a permission form. Yeah. Form goes out, and they have to. It has to come back signed saying that they are allowed to get a Bible, and we are allowed to do that in most places.
Yeah. So, like, the numbers are dwindling, right? So if we go, like, you know, sometimes you might get one kid out of 30. Sometimes you might get 3 or whatever, right? And some. We just started
the form, you mean?
Yeah, to bring back the form and actually get a Bible, right?
It's a really,
and so we're kind of, that door is kind of closing, although we're still open in this area.
A few years back, the Aaron Village Alliance Church ran a soccer camp every summer, and they brought in Christian university kids to run it, and they spoke Christ into the lives of those kids, and were intentional about presenting salvation and that. So it can be used as an evangelistic tool, too.
So I encourage you guys to approach your local VBSs and present the gospel. It was very easy to do it. So, number 2 thing I want to talk about is parades. You know, you talk about grade 5s, right? Well, at Santa Claus parades, I don't know if you guys have been to one lately, but they're big, popular events, and there's tons of people, and they want to get... They're open, like it's like Christmas time, right? Mm-hmm. So I made the sign myself. Sorry, Diane, if it's not up to your standards. So, you know, so we wore this sign, right?
Well, see, that's a step up. That's nice.
Yeah,
like
it.
Well,
yeah,
I like
here,
that.
So... So it was. I had this idea. Well, we did like Hank and Diane and I have done the Window Wonderland, which is a Main Street here, and it's an event where people come to Main Street and we give out. They give out stuff, and I give out the Gideon Bibles. Like this is a, we do like with a ribbon and Wise Men Still Seek Him, a Christmas themed track, and the Christmas story, right? Like an insert so people can find the page number and everything. So. Anyway, we are doing that, and then I asked. See, if I get rejected, watch out. I asked.
Well, that's when you're big bad brat.
That's
right.
No, I asked if I could be in the Erin Santa Claus parade to the powers that be with the Gideons. You know, I was saying it's a no-brainer. Just walk along the parade and give out Bibles. It's, you know, Christmas. But they said no. So. We were at the parade in front of their old church with a table, right? And I think I gave out one Bible that day. The parade is going by and we're stationary, right? And so I gave out one Bible. On my way home, I ran into a friend of ours, John Walcott. Many would know Dr. Walcott. And I told him my sob story. I gave out one Bible. It's freezing cold, whatever. And he said, you should come to our church. We're having a float in the Bolton Parade in a couple of weeks. You should come and give out Bibles. I said, sure. So we had already prepared some of these Bibles and tying it in with, I'm tying in all these different ministries. The Fergus High School. We also give these out at the Fergus High School. Beattie helped us this year. We wear the sign, you know, and give them out. in the package. So we already had a bunch prepared for the Fergus High School. So we had like 120 Bibles packaged like this. So I commandeered those to go to the Bolton Parade. Denise and I made a sign that morning. This is 2 years ago. And I went and I did like half of the parade. You know, wearing my hat and the sign. Half, like, I did half the parade on one side. I was just by myself, right? As far as giving up. And I gave out like over 100 Bibles. And I thought I could have given out 500. Mm-hmm. And people are, like, they see you coming, right? Like, you can see the sign. You see me coming, giving them out. And you're looking, would you like a free Bible? And yes, right? Like, they want it. And then we're running out, right? And then people would run up, hey, you missed me, you know?
Wow. Or,
you missed me. Give me one. You know, can I get one? And I felt like a waiter who's trying to not hear people. Excuse me, sir. And so then we got together with Ben, who was here. Ben organized. He was going to talk about organizing for the parade. Once again, there's a parade in every small town, right? And if you can get into them, get in with a church float, right? So the church float, you know, wise men's, or keep Christ in Christmas is their sign. And so anyway, so then went from, you know, giving out one Bible at the urine parade to, you know, like 100 at Bolton, right? And then we said, okay, we got to really go for it this year. So this past year, so Ben said, yeah, let's go for it. In Orangeville, there were three parades we did last year, Orangeville, Caledon, and Bolton. In Orangeville, the previous year, they had said, we don't want you to give out stuff because we're afraid it's going to be litter, right? And so when we did the Bolton Parade, I walked the reverse of the parade last year, and there was nothing on the ground, right? Everyone, because it's, you know, it's a pretty heavy-duty package. You're not going to, it's not like one tract, right? And so anyway, we were pretty confident it wasn't going to be litter. And so we decided we were going to do it at Orangeville, too. So we ended up, we got a group of people together, including Erica and Joyce and my mom and some Orangeville Gideons, and we put together all the packages, and we had, I can't remember, was it 1,000 or 2,000? Was it 1,000? Yeah. So I thought we need 500 for the Bolton Parade. I don't know which one was first, Bolton or Orangeville. Orangeville was first. Now the Orangeville Santa Claus Parade, like, I don't know how many people live in Orangeville, but almost everybody was at that parade. And we were the last ones. We had
huge.
We had three people on either side of the float, and, you know, we had stacks of Bibles, and, you know, we all had the signs on, and we gave them out so fast. Like, I think we gave out.
We couldn't keep up. Like, you had a bunch of people, and then the float, you have to keep moving, and then you miss, and you have to run back, get Bibles, and try to find the people.
Yeah,
and there were just so,
wow,
you know, who were missing.
Yeah,
like, really,
we gave
up. We could have given out more. 1,000 Bibles.
Yeah. We could have given out twice as many, I felt, right? It was a really long route. It's a major parade, right? And a lot of little kids, right?
Orangeville?
Yeah.
Orangeville. Tell them what happened at work.
1,000 in Orangeville?
Yeah. Yes.
Because then we did more, right?
Yeah, you did them. You packaged them.
Tell
second
them about the guy that came to the plant.
Oh, I'll get to that. Yeah, so once we had a team together, then we could,
it's a big job.
I'm pretty particular.
Together, Erica knows. We did Joyce. We did it. It's a lot of work to put them
despite
together.
Despite what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hours and hours and hours.
No.
Oh, yeah. Despite what Diane would say, I'm pretty particular about the presentation here. You know, oh, do we have to curl the ribbon?
Yes, we do have to curl the ribbon. Yes, we do.
And Solomon gave us some of those DVDs for kids, the Jesus DVD with kids, right? And the tracks. And so this was the Bolton Parade. We did all this stuff together, right? We had the Legend of the Candy Cane track, the Christmas theme track, and the candy cane. And
our church, they helped me at my house do up our boxes of all the good things and took them all to that.
Yeah.
It's
so
exciting, isn't it?
It just kind of snowballed. Yeah, it was fun, right? And lots of people participated, right? And then we thought, you know what? We should have, like, instead of going back and forth, we should have, like, a box, like a cigarette box, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, so we just taped the box on. So there's the sign and then a box. So we had, like, you know, and then give them out. Yeah. Well, we used...
The box worked, though.
The box worked, and in front of you, your hands are free, right?
Yeah.
And so we're giving them out. And
that's good.
Yeah, it was a thrill. So
you talk about the politics of like each town has these parades. Like who runs it? But it's not
usually
the
it's a service club.
Lions Club.
It's like the Lions or the
So you put a letter in of intent what you're planning to do, and then sometimes they support, sometimes not.
No, well, like if I was going to go like just saying I want to give out Bibles, they'd probably say no. But a church can put a float in, right? Oh. So we partnered with a church to do it. It was.
So how would we do, for next year? How would we get into here and then?
I don't know. Good
you
question.
With a church float. As a church, they said
oh,
no.
Maybe
they said
Alliance
no.
Church
they
might
no.
do it.
Is it Rotary or Lions? Who's the
one?
Yeah, I think it's Lions.
Yeah, they vote. Did you have a float? Well, we would have had a...
But they're secular. They don't... It's Santa Claus, right? It's not Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, and then...
One year churches have had a float.
So if EVAC puts in a float, we should be
if
there.
If they do a float, then we'll
yeah, that's right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, the Jungle Jim's gonna jump up and get you. So, okay, now. Yeah, and so I just want to say some things where I think we kind of fell down a little. Like, we didn't have a good invitation, right? It's like, you know, people are more open at Christmas and Easter, right? We should have had a better invitation. Come to our church pageant, our Christmas Eve service, or whatever, right? Like our community church, or not church, Christmas celebration, our Christmas pageant, right? And promoted that more, which we didn't really, so it didn't drive people to the church, like if they have questions or they want to go to it. And talk about grade fives, like I'm sure I gave out, you know, probably out of those 1,000 Bibles, you know, we probably hit a lot of grade five kids because the kids are sitting there with their bags open, right? And you're trying to go, well, one per family after a while because we were running out. You know, we'll have to do like twice as many this year.
What a nice problem to have.
And, yeah, and people wanting them. Would you like a free Bible? Yes. Would you, like, they see the sign.
My friend have one.
Yeah, and then once in a while, they look in the eye and say, no.
Yeah.
And, okay, and then you just move on. But not that many. Yeah. Like it was, most people would take it if you offered them, right? And anyway, we could have given a lot more. And then just as far as a bit of follow-up, like we had, I have a little business in Georgetown, and the guy who, one of my guys who works for me, shipping and receiving, a truck driver came, right? And we have Bibles, free Bibles, please take one, or DVDs. And so... he offered him a Bible. Would you like a Bible? He says, no. My kids got them at the Bolton Santa Claus parade. And I had to explain to them all about it, right? Oh, okay. Well, how about a DVD? Yeah, he took the DVD. Yeah. So we gave him out. So that's great. Yeah, so there's... we got the... As far as the cost, like we got the Bibles for free from the Gideons. And so... there's lots of resources, right? There's also, these are Gideon New Testaments, Gospel of John, not the New Testament, Gospel of John, like the hero, it's supposed to be for men. You know, Jesus is the hero of the story. Yeah. And then Love Letter, this is for women, and this is sort
it's
of...
It's just geared towards, it's the same inside.
It's the same inside, this is like a neutral one. And there's also magazines that Gideons have come out with too, like Light... And there's one for Easter.
Go get
a cloth,
please.
Okay. Oh, this is my... anyway, so there's these Light magazines, which is the Gospel of John and Redemption. They also have one for prison. George, I'm going to knock over some more here. Whoops. I'm going to pass these around.
And there's also a Hope magazine, which is for hospital, like, waiting rooms, and it's the Gospel of John, and they're made to look like, you know, House and Home, like a real magazine, but it's all
really
scripture.
High quality. Diane with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, high quality. It's all scripture. Yes.
I'm really going to beat that, aren't you?
You started it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this verse? That's
oh, yeah, the verse. I just want to close with the verse, or if there's any questions.
Too late. No, just kidding.
Can we?
Oh, this is...
Can we both close with the verse? Because I have the
ball. Oh, sure. This is a verse. I just... cleaned up my mess here with this handkerchief. So it's got a handkerchief. It's a C, which is my father-in-law, Clinton. He died a couple weeks ago, and I inherited his handkerchiefs. He was a great man of God and a great preacher and great father-in-law, great dad, great guy. Anyway, and I had a dream a couple years ago, and he came to me in the dream, and he gave me this verse, just the reference. And like we often have, like Wednesday night, we have prayer meetings here. And every morning, like when I always tell young couples when they get married, you know, Denise and I got married, and something was wrong. Something didn't feel right. Something didn't feel right. And then after a couple weeks of marriage, we decided, maybe I decided, and Denise said, sure, we prayed together, you know, every morning before I leave the house. And that's still our custom today, 15 years later. So anyway, this is hopefully our home is a place of prayer. Anyway, so this is the verse my father-in-law gave me in my dream.
But he just gave the reference.
Just the reference. And I woke up, I wrote it down, and then the next morning I got up. And it's 2 Chronicles chapter 6. There was another verse from 2 Chronicles today. This is Solomon, and he's dedicating the temple. And this is the verse. It says, "Oh my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to all the prayers made to you in this place." So we pray all the prayers made to him in this place today would be effective.
Psalm 40, verse 16. "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, 'The Lord be exalted.'"
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Praise his holy name. Amen. Thanks, Brad. We want to pray for you.